TML country. It's time to dance.
Markin for three. Got it.
For Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hey everybody, welcome in to Catamount Insider, the fourth episode for us on this fall season. Fun episode coming up for you, of course, always fun episodes, but this week I'm joined by Sophia LaFranc of the UVM field hockey team. LaFranc and the Catamounts play later today if you're listening with us on Friday at a 3 p.m. start against Bryant, and next week they've got their regular season finale back at home against the Maine Black Bears on Thursday. They're coming off a great weekend, a senior day win against Dartmouth where they got a couple of goals from senior Maddie Priestley, and then the Catamounts on Friday took down UAlbany, a team that had won last year's regular season conference crown, but the Catamounts got the upset win against the top-seeded Great Danes in the conference tournament. This one went to double OT. In regulation, it was LaFranc who got the game winner, so I wanted to sit down with one of the Catamount true legends at this point, LaFranc, up to sixth all-time in career points, so we chat about her career, what it's been like coming over from Germany to play, and just about this season overall. A really fun interview. I love talking to the kids who have come to Vermont from different parts of the country and different parts of the world. They always bring a really different perspective to us. So I thanks again to Sophia for joining Catamount Insider this week. If you're listening with us right now on the podcast side of things, I would encourage you to maybe head over to the UVM Athletics YouTube page where you can also check out everything Catamount Insider, some other fun videos over there as well that Pete Estes and the great video team have been putting out. So however you're finding us, I appreciate you for tuning in. These episodes drop every Friday and we're going to be adding more interviews as the year goes on. But in the meantime, you can continue to find us wherever you get your podcasts or on the Vermont Athletics YouTube channel. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. We're pausing briefly, and Sophia LaFranc joins the show right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in to Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin, and we're joined by Sophia LaFranc of the field hockey team here at UVM. Sophia, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. Sophia or Sozo? What are we going with here?
Whatever works.
It's the common nickname of Sophia. Thanks again for joining us. The team's coming off a great weekend. Your senior day on Sunday against Dartmouth and a really big emotional win against UAlbany where you scored the game-winning goal in double overtime. How much fun was last weekend? That had to feel good for the team, right?
Yes, it was definitely an awesome weekend, especially after coming from a little bit more tough the week before. So it was really, really nice to see how we could turn it around and then have a really great win against Albany. We all fought so hard, so it was awesome to see that. And then, of course, to finish the weekend on senior day with another win was really, really great. So
it had been a bit of a rough stretch for the team. How much sweeter did then that make the Albany win feel? I could see it on your face, on everybody else's face, is that your goal went in and just almost an emotional release of like, ah, yes, we're back on track. Was that what it felt like to you guys as well?
Definitely. I feel like it was a huge relief and also just like kind of the proof of that we can do it, because when we started playing against UNH, like we started awesome and then we kind of like broke down a little bit playing against Lowell. So it was really, really important for us to see that we actually can fight through it and all the way to the end and then finish it in OT. So that was really good. Okay, really needed.
Yeah, we're going to get to that stretch where the team was kind of scuffling a bit, but I want to ask you about that game-winning goal specifically. Can you walk me through just that play and what you kind of saw and read on that moment?
Sure. I mean, the last few seasons, I didn't really have like a role on the top of the circle. I was usually like tipping or stuff like that. So this role is definitely new for me this year in the spring. So I've been working a lot on especially the sweeps and drag. So I think for me in that moment, I just knew I had to get it on net. And then Gabby did a great job of kind of like getting in there and like occupying the post. So it was I just put it on net and was kind of hoping for it to go in, and it did. So I was really happy.
What went through your mind then when it does go in?
It was a huge relief. I mean, we were in double overtime. It was close to the end already. I kind of did not want to do shootouts, so I was really, really relieved. And I think just in that moment, like, we've done so many corner reps over the season, and just knowing that I can trust my skill and, like, the team to be there on the rebounds potentially, it was, like, I kind of had a good feeling that it was going to be it. Done after that.
Were you just emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted? That's such a important game for the team, and you're out there for pretty much the entire time. And then overtime, you go to 7-on-7, there's so much open space. Just tell me about how exhausted you were after that one.
I definitely was exhausted, but I feel like coming out of the game with a win definitely helps a little bit to be less fatigued. And I feel like in that moment, it just is so much happiness and relief that the fatigue sets in a little bit later usually. Mm-hmm. But yes, it definitely is, especially mentally coming off like a really intense game and then knowing we have to play overtime and then going into double overtime. It's just, I don't know, like, I feel like in that moment it's just all in and just hoping to make it through. And I feel like our team did a great job of just staying composed and fighting through that fatigue.
We've played in a couple overtime games this year. Tell me about the strategy changes when it goes to 7-on-7. You have 6 field players plus your goalie, as opposed to regularly 11-versus-11. What tweaks are being made? Is there that much of a difference, or is it just we've got more open field to work with?
Yeah, there's definitely a huge change, just especially because it is at the end of the game. Like, everybody's already fatigued, so the most important part is just staying composed and keeping possession of the ball, because once you, like, turn it over and have to run all the way down the field, it gets really tough, especially towards the end. So yeah, for us, that was a huge thing to work on, especially after the overtime loss against Providence, just keeping the ball in our own lanes and passing around and then choosing our moments to go forward. And I think we definitely did a much better job. I mean, we already had a huge, or like some moments against Albany where we had some chance to go to goal even before the corner. So I think we definitely improved a lot, and just like staying confident on the ball and yeah, just like finding each other and keeping the spaces close on defense.
Quick turnaround then. You played Dartmouth on Sunday. How do you try to get ready mentally, physically, with just the Saturday in between games? I know you deal with that a lot during the season, but tell me about what goes on in between those games and when it is a quick turnaround, 2 games in 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our team is, like, we all are kind of used to it by now, but it's definitely super important to have our recovery in. I mean, we all, like, have Carl as support in the training room, and I think we definitely are really disciplined about getting in, doing recovery, rolling out, stretching, whatever we need to do, and then also just, like, staying really locked in. We all knew it was senior day, so of course we wanted to have that win that day, and we also knew Dartmouth had a really good season this year, so we had to just be consistent. And I think that also was a really big point for us, just staying consistent over the 2 games throughout the weekend, because we definitely had, like, weekends where we had a really good first game and then we kind of broke down towards Sunday. So it was really good for us to have a consistent weekend and just, like, stay the course and stay together. So
what do you think the team did well on Sunday? You score 4 goals, you have another shutout, the defense is playing really well. Complete team performance.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we started playing much more together and just, like, defending in pairs, finding each other on the offense, and staying really disciplined on defense. And I feel like that's definitely much improved the other season. I feel like our corner executions also have become so much more consistent, especially our defensive corner unit really stepped it up. And I think that's just how we made it work. And it's really good to see that it carried over the whole weekend.
I wouldn't want to be out there for defensive corners. Is it ever scary? I mean, you have to put on the protective gear.
Yeah, it definitely is a little scary, but it's also, like, since you have the protective gear, it is, like, it's honestly, it's kind of fun to be there, just because you can, like, read the play, and then if you get it, we had one really good fast break against Albany, and it's so exciting to see, like, if you defend it well. And, yeah, so it's a little scary, but usually we have, like, a really good and set, like, part of practice. So we train it a lot, so we're kind of used to getting the shots and then just carrying it out of the circle.
What are the keys defending a corner?
Definitely just, like, staying low and not being scared of the ball. It's really important that we step out to the ball and just kind of read play. I feel like that's something we didn't do that well against UMassol, and then we worked on it a lot, and then we were able to read a couple plays against UMassol, which was against Albany, sorry, which was really good to see. Yeah. So I think that is definitely the most important thing, just like staying together, staying low, and then also just like getting on the rebounds quick.
Getting to be honored post game for senior day and with your senior class that has so many great competitors and players on the team, what was that like to be honored after the game and to do it with players that you've spent so much time with here in your career?
Yeah, I definitely felt so grateful just like seeing that we've come so far throughout the four years. It flew by, to be honest, looking back at it. And I don't know, just like seeing that we all had such different journeys here and all the growth we made together and as individuals, it's definitely emotional looking at it, but it was awesome to just like see everybody so happy and like celebrating with mm-hmm. their families and with each other. So, yeah.
You were named a captain of this year's team. What was that like to be honored with that role, and how have you tried to be one of the leaders of the group?
I mean, I felt super honored. I mean, I also knew I had big shoes to fill after last year. I mean, Soph and Meg and Reggie did an awesome job leading the team. And I think Ainsley and I just really wanted to carry over all like the steps they made. And I think for us, it was really important just like respecting everybody, giving everybody the space to feel comfortable sharing their mind and just having like a really good team dynamic. Mm-hmm. So that was really important for us. But of course, we also knew we had like to prove something after the success of last season. So we also really wanted to set the tone high and like have high intensity and good level of play in sure. the practices and games. So, yeah, that was like the main aspect, I think.
I wanted to ask you about Ainsley because she hasn't always been a key contributor, quote unquote, as far as being out there for long stretches. Yeah. But this year has gotten a couple of starts, has come in off the bench, and then is as well honored as a captain. What's she like as part of a big part of the team that maybe people don't necessarily see game to game?
Yeah, I mean, Ainsley is incredible person. Like, her perspective on many things is super important, and she's probably the most level-headed person I know. Like, she always has like the right things to say, I always feel like. And I don't know, like, I feel like we like combine really well each other. And then I don't know, like, I feel like just like seeing like that she gets a chance this season also is really like makes me really happy, because she's so hardworking and always shows up leading by example every day, which I feel like is a great quality to have as a leader. And yeah, I think she just like embodies our core values and the things we want to bring to the team really well. So
you mentioned last year's great success, so much fun, of course, but did you feel any pressure coming off that going into this season? Is there still some pressure knowing that you guys are the reigning champs?
I mean, definitely, especially like when the preseason poll came out and we weren't first, like, that definitely was just like fuel for us to know, okay, like, we have to prove we can do it again. And it was definitely a lot of pressure, but also, like, as I said, like, good fuel for the season to know, okay, like, we have to prove it, we have the tools to do it again. And I think just like taking that pressure and using it for motivation and finding that energy every day was really helpful. And also, just because we have a big chunk of people returning from last year, it's really helpful because we have a lot of people who experience it, and to know how it felt, I think, especially for the freshmen coming in, was really good for them to see how much it meant for all of us and how much it's going to mean this season again. So, yeah.
Coming up soon. We can't wait for the playoffs. Yeah. I want to ask you about a couple of points in this season, though. You mentioned kind of that bit of a rough stretch. The team dropped 5 of 6. What was going on there? Just didn't feel like everything was quite, couldn't quite get over the hump. A couple of really competitive games, but just couldn't quite find a win in that stretch of games. What, from your perspective, was going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think we definitely struggle a little bit to just finding that connection on the field and like finding that fuel inside of us to like really want to work for each other. And definitely, I think we usually started really strong in the first quarter and then kind of broke down or like were fatigued. And I think just really working on that and finding that fire and like that energy throughout the whole game and that connection, I feel like definitely improved a lot. But yeah, I definitely think that was something we really struggled with in the beginning, especially also just having a huge part of the team leave from last year, like that all took over big roles, and we have a lot of freshmen filling in the roles, which it is a huge responsibility. And I think now they're doing an awesome job of filling that, but I'm sure that was challenging in the beginning. And yeah, but I feel like we definitely made it work, and now it's looking pretty good.
tell me about the UMass Lowell game, because you mentioned it. It just wasn't quite a complete game from you guys. What, from your perspective, again, just kind of wasn't quite there, as that's a game I know you guys obviously wanted to win and don't come out on top of, but just kind of break that one down for me as far as what you maybe could have improved on.
Yeah, I feel like we, again, started really, really strong in the first quarter. I think we had a lot of shots, and it didn't really give them the opportunity to attack. And then I feel like once they scored, we kind of were, like, timid and not really fighting for it enough, I would say. And I feel like especially now comparing her to Albany, like, we didn't really play together. Like, we were pretty individual, and I think that's definitely something that hurt us in that game. Which, yeah, we talked a lot about after, and just, like, making that switch to going together, supporting each other, really making sure everybody is disciplined the whole game, and, like, working back on defense. And I think just in general, like, there were a lot of small things that didn't work out in our favor in that game. Also, attack corners, DPCs, I definitely feel like we had to work a lot on that after that game. So, yeah, I think those were, like, the main parts.
I asked you earlier about DPCs. How about the attack corners? What are the keys for you guys on that side of the ball? You mentioned you're in a little bit of a different role this year as well.
Yeah. For that, it's definitely really important to have, like, the accurate core skill. The insert and stop need to be on point, and then also just, like, being adaptable in the moment. I mean, every field is different, so sometimes some things don't work out as well as others. And I feel like, in general, just, like, we put a lot of work in during practice, getting those reps in and combining play and just, like, having different options than just direct, I feel like was really important for us this season. And I feel like we've worked a lot on that and just, like, finding new spots for people and, like, filling roles from last year. And I feel like we definitely did a good job of, like, giving people chances in new positions and just, like, being really, like, open to trying new things. And
fun to see Weaver get a couple of goals recently.
Yeah, it was really, really fun to see, just, like, having, like, seeing her with more confidence on the ball and, like, just being there and finishing it.
Yeah, no doubt. You mentioned the field and the playing surfaces. How much is, when you guys are going on the road, you are obviously so familiar with Moulton Winterfield, but when you go on the road, is that the first thing you're looking for, or try to get a feel for the surface, or what is that process like as you're trying to feel out some of these different road venues that you're playing at?
Yeah, for personally, for me, it is a really big part, and I also appreciate that we always, usually when we travel, the day before, and always go and get a practice in before, because it definitely makes a difference, which I feel like it definitely is important for us to be adaptable for all the different surfaces and playing fields. But I definitely think it's super helpful to have those practices before. Just, like, getting a feel for it, having, like, ball and stick, especially after long travels, is really, really important. But, yeah, I definitely think we had a lot of different fields, I feel like, this season, and, like, travel. And we overall did a really good job of just, like, adjusting and taking what we have, kind of, and making it work.
I know Moulton Winterfield's your favorite, of course.
Yes,
do you have another field, though, that you really like the surface or the feel to that sticks out in your mind, one that just fits kind of how you like it to play?
I don't know if it is because of the field or because we won last year there, but I really like the Albany field. I feel like it's a great atmosphere, and just, like, the surface is perfect, but I mean,
no wonder she won America's Tournament MVP right there, folks.
Yeah, so.
Makes sense. Scored a couple of goals on that surface.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see that again this year. We'll see. I know you still want the home field.
Definitely.
How important is that at this time? You guys want to get that top seed. You're in a battle right now. Four teams tied at the top of the conference at 2-1. Less conference games this year. It just feels like every single game so intense. What's that like, being in the heart of that battle, wanting that one seed?
I mean, for me, it's super exciting. I only have the season left, so I'm going to give it my all. And I feel like just knowing that we have that chance, I mean, that was a huge goal for us this season, having that home field advantage, especially potentially bypassing the quarterfinals and just, like, having more time to prepare, is definitely in our gold still, and I feel like it's definitely reachable. But, yeah, it definitely would be really helpful just, like, not having to travel and just, like, being used to the surface and being used to the atmosphere around. So, yeah, I really, really am excited for us to still potentially get there.
All right, a few more questions here. You've mentioned the freshman a couple of times. Let's go through a couple of those in key roles. Fiona McMahon has stepped in and really taken over that center back spot. Yeah. What can you tell me about what she brings to the table and how she's been able to take on such a key role as just a true freshman?
Yeah, I'm honestly fascinated by her and just, like, the confidence she steps on the field with. Just, like, I trust her so much in the back, and just like her ability to see the field from that perspective, having those big balls through the middle, mm-hmm. or just like distributing the ball to the outsides, and also using her moments and taking the ball up the field. Like, she's so fast and just has the great skill, and I don't know, it's just super exciting, like, for her to see her in that role and be comfortable leading the team from back there.
Her twin sister on the team as well, Izzy. Is that fun to have a couple of twins in as freshmen?
It is super fun. I feel like they definitely had a couple of fun connections this season. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, they have definitely, like, Izzy's playing forward, she's playing back, but I definitely think they both bring amazing qualities to the team. So, yeah.
Talk about big shoes to fill. Virla Nyeis is stepping in that central kind of defensive midfield spot. Sophia Dries was so dominant there over her career. What have you seen from Virla as she's had to take on that large role, and as a true freshman, such another important part of the field that she's played in?
Yeah, I mean, I love playing with her. She's awesome. She's so composed on the ball, has great vision, and also chooses her moments to go. I definitely think she has all the qualities our defensive midfielder needs to have. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's having a great presence on the field, having just like being there, distributing the ball, being on the line to goal every game. And yeah, I mean, she definitely had probably one of the biggest roles to fill on the field, and she's doing an awesome job. I mean, she had a couple goals herself, and also just like, yeah, really taking over and embracing her role, and also just like finding her voice on the field. I feel like definitely, like, she did an awesome job of that this season so far.
I thought Gabby Santini had a great weekend. I know when you've missed some time or you've had to take a break and go to the bench, she's kind of stepped into that role where you often play. Yeah. What do you see from her game that maybe allows her to fit into that spot that you also take?
Yeah, I definitely feel like she's a super attacking and offensive player. She has the skill, the speed.
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as a high screen, I feel like you definitely join the attack a lot. I mean, I'm up the field a lot too, and I feel like definitely with her speed and skill, like, she's an awesome addition in there. And also, I feel like she definitely has the presence to play in the middle of the field and like the defensive skill. So yeah, I mean, I'm definitely really excited for her to develop into that role more.
All right, I'm gonna ask you a couple of questions that I don't know if you know the answer to, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Do you know how many career points you have?
I honestly don't know.
Okay, 70. I got you at 79 career points. Do you know where that ranks all time on the Catamount career points list?
I do not.
Sixth all time. Oh. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you know who's seventh?
No, I don't.
You recently passed Sophia Dries.
Oh, really?
She has 74. She was sitting sixth at the start of the year.
That's surprising to me.
Tell me about your relationship, though, with Sophia Dries and what she meant to the program, and how she maybe brought you along, and just what that was like as somebody who I know you played closely alongside of.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think our relationship developed even stronger last year, just like playing so close to each other the whole year. And I feel like since I started as a forward, I definitely had like not that many like good connections with her that year probably, but then once I started playing more in the middle of the field, I feel like we really started to connect. And I mean, off the field, of course, like just like having that connection, like being from the same country, like having the same experiences kind of really like helped to bond kind of. And I think just like last year, having that like work together and just like having that synergy kind of on the field and off the field was really helpful. And I mean, she was a great person and just had so much incredible skill and knowledge on the field. And I feel like she did a great job of leading the team and just being so humble and like just like showing up every day. Like, I definitely admire her for that. And I really wanted to embrace what she did as a leader this year for me too.
I don't even think I brought it up. You're, of course, from Munich, Germany.
Yeah.
Sophia, also a German product. It's an international game, field hockey, of course. And here at the NCAA level, we see that a lot.
Yeah.
What's that like coming over from Germany to play college field hockey?
I mean, it was definitely a big adjustment just overall, like coming so far from home. But I feel like just like being so close with this team, like we have amazing relationships, and having so like so many people around you who support you every day, I feel like that definitely made it a lot easier. And I love playing so much. Like, for me, this is awesome, like having so much time dedicated to the sport and then being so supported in school. Like, it's a great experience. And then, I mean, of course, like playing wise, it is a little bit different. And I feel like for me, just like having that athleticism like improve over the years, if it was a huge part for me, which I'm really grateful for having that opportunity here. But yeah, I think that was like probably the biggest adjustment.
Well, yeah, how is field hockey different here than from back home? They tell me about the sport that way.
I think probably a huge difference is just like the age we started playing. I mean, I started playing when I was like 3.5, so I definitely have been playing for a while. And I figured also it's just like a little bit different of a system. Like, we mostly play club hockey, which is like our most competitive play. And I did play for my school for a little bit, but it was not that competitive in comparison to here. So I feel like that probably is like the most, like, or like the biggest difference, I would say. And yeah, I think I was like thinking, I think maybe just like tactical, I feel like probably some differences too.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Is it fun to have other girls from other countries on the team? It's always fun to me to see you have more from Argentina. Yeah. You have a bunch of girls from the Netherlands. You've had other Germans along with you. Is that fun to have just kind of a different mix of cultures all combining?
It is super fun. I feel like this year we probably have like the most like variety of countries, and it is so fun just like seeing different cultures, different playing styles, and yeah, just coming all together here and like becoming this huge big family kind of is really exciting. And yeah, I think it is like such a good opportunity to just like meet people from all over the world and then come together and play the same sport we all love. It's awesome.
Gonna take a quick break with Sophia LaFranc. Don't go anywhere. She returns right after this on Catamount Insider.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and right back to our interview and chat with the Cats segment with Sophia LaFranc. With Sophia LaFranc. Sophia LaFranc's with us. Chat with the Cats. What are you studying? What are you majoring in school?
I'm studying exercise science.
Okay. Why? What got you into that?
Well, I was already, like, before I came here, I've always wanted to be a PT or AT. So for me, it was kind of like a pretty sure decision to do that. And yeah, I'm actually going to start PT school once I am home after this. So
that's the plan, to go back home after this?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you miss home at all?
I do. I definitely feel like this became a second home to me. So when I'm here, especially during season, I'm so busy and I love being here. So it definitely makes it a lot easier. But especially now that my family was just here, like, saying bye to them is always hard. And just like seeing like all my friends and family being home definitely is hard sometimes, but I mean, I do have my second family here, so.
You said it, friends and family you obviously miss. Are there anything else that you just miss about being back at your hometown?
Well, probably just like my life there.
Sure.
Sometimes, I mean, it is very different to here. I feel like studying here is like so much different than at home, but I honestly prefer it here just because I have so much time to dedicate to the sport. But yeah, I think that's mostly it. Just like having that like close connections to my friends and just like the proximity, I feel like it definitely gets a little tough with the time difference. But
sure. I can tell you love field hockey. You spend a lot of your time focusing on the sport.
Yeah.
When you can try to turn that part of your brain off, what else do you like to do when you're not thinking about hockey and you can maybe enjoy just something else in your off time?
I definitely really like being outside a lot. When I'm not here or over the summer, I love traveling. I was in Greece this summer.
Cool.
And then I probably will be somewhere in Europe again once I'm done here. And yeah, just like being outside, I love Burlington, just like especially in the fall, going on walks, getting coffee downtown, stuff like that. And then also just like exploring like the countryside here and just like spending time outside of field hockey with other friends. And
do you have a favorite coffee shop?
I do, actually. I really like Vivid Coffee. So
me too. I love Vivid. It's a great
favorites.
Spot.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what brought you to Burlington then. What attracted you to this place and this school?
I honestly, when I got recruited, I didn't really know that many other places. And when Kate and I started to get in contact, like, she like talked about so many amazing things here, like the proximity to the lake, the seasons, summer, winter. I love the winter. Especially the fall here also is just so pretty. And the campus is like, I feel like the perfect size. It's not like too big and like spread out, and it is not super small. So I feel like that definitely was a big aspect. And then also just what she was talking about, the team environment and team culture was like a huge part for me, because especially being so far from home, like it was really important for me to that I feel comfortable here. So I think those were all like the aspects.
What do you like about the winter?
Well, I mean, I feel like winter here definitely is a little bit more extreme than winter at home. But I used to ski a lot at home. I actually didn't ski here yet, which is kind of sad. But
that's going to change. We're going to have to change that at some point.
But I do love that. And also, since we started playing indoor a little bit here, like, I love playing indoor field hockey. So I feel like that was definitely also exciting that I got to experience that here.
Favorite TV show?
I actually just started watching Grey's Anatomy again. So that's probably, I watched the whole thing already, and then I just started again.
Wait, again, is this two, or are we rewatching multiple times?
Probably the third time, actually.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
What type of music do you like to listen to?
I recently discovered that I really like house music. I would say I have a pretty diverse taste of music. Like, I listen to a lot of different things, but that probably was one of my new favorites, kind of.
Is that like game day music for you? Is that if you're driving around in your car?
Probably more driving around my car and at home.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I definitely, I feel like probably more outside of field hockey.
Of course. All right, Sophia, this has been great.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time. Oh, this has been a blast. Let's plug. We're going to air this on Friday. So 3 p.m. later today, if you're watching with us on the Catamount Athletics YouTube page, or if you're listening on the podcast, Friday at 3 p.m., tune in to watch Sophia and the Cats take on Bryant. And then here back at home, October 30th, hosting Maine in the regular season finale. I can't wait to have you guys back at home so I get to watch in person.
I'm really excited to play at home again. So.
All right, let's get to that point. Sophia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Catamount Insider, everybody. Tune in next week.